AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. The Senate votes down the effort to advance a voting rights bill.
On this vote, the yeas are 49, the nays are 51. 3/5 of the senators duly chosen and sworn, not having voted in the affirmative, the motion is not agreed to.
Vice President Kamala Harris reading the vote total. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer voting with the Republicans in a procedural move to allow Democrats to revisit the measure. The Senate now debating bypassing the filibuster, which requires a 60-vote total to advance a bill. Connecticut Democrat Chris Murphy says the nation's voting system is being threatened by former President Donald Trump and his supporters.
The leader of the Republican Party isn't even trying to hide his agenda any longer. State after state is changing the rules of who counts the votes so that only the allies of Donald Trump can decide which votes count and which votes don't.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell.
It is the indispensable feature of our institution. It makes the Senate serve its founding purpose, forging compromise, cooling passions.
Two Democrats, Joe Manchin of West Virginia and Arizona's Kyrsten Sinema, both oppose the effort to work around the filibuster. President Biden, in a news conference on his first year in office, says there have been successes, such as the bipartisan infrastructure bill, but he also admits defeat, especially his Build Back Better plan and the stalled voting rights bill. He says he's going out on the road to explain, but not change his plans.
I'm going to be out on the road a lot, making the case around the country with my colleagues who are up for re-election and others, making the case of what we did do and what we want to do, what we need to do. And so I don't think I've overpromised at all, and I'm going to stay on this track.
This is AP News. A 15-year-old Pittsburgh high school student is dead after two people fired into a school van after classes were dismissed for the day. No arrests have been made as police review surveillance videos and are seeking witnesses. 5G dispute leads to flights to the U.S. being canceled. AP's Mike Hempen has more.
Major international airlines have been canceling flights to the U.S. or changing the planes they're using. Some airlines say they received warnings from the Federal Aviation Administration, or Boeing, that the plane maker 777 was particularly affected by the new wireless service. Mobile carriers AT&T and Verizon have agreed to pause the rollout of new high-speed wireless service near key airports. Boeing says it will work with the airlines, the FAA, and others to find a solution that would allow all planes to fly safely as 5G is rolled out. I'm Mike Hempen.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.